This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root is on fire. If you weren't with me in hour number one, I opened the show by letting you know what my day was like. In addition to five or six radio interviews, I was on for an hour today, an entire hour with Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. And we got along very well, and it was quite a hit, quite a grand slam home run. And Alex's producer told me Alex wants me to be his guest host and wants me to be a regular guest and have me on all the time, and I hope all that's true because I know his audience shares a lot with my audience. Same kind of group, very conservative, very pro-Trump, and very anti-vaccine. And so I think it'll be great for both of us to do a little bit more of that, and maybe I'll have Alex come on this show. So good stuff. And then the minute the show is over tonight, literally the minute this show is over tonight at 6 o'clock West, 9 o'clock East Coast time, I have to turn on the TV lights in my TV studio, and immediately I've got an interview with Mike Lindell on Mike Lindell's video podcast. So that one will be on TV as well for all intents and purposes. We call it TV, but it's video podcast. And then later on this week, I've got two Newsmax TV interviews and hopefully Steve Bannon as well. So all of this has propelled my book to top of the bestseller list at Amazon, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allen Root and my great friend Nikki Ballou, who was the guy who literally came up with this idea and pushed me and motivated me to do it. And I gave Nikki billing on the book, and he deserved it. One of the biggest news stories in America, by the way, is Facebook, some of the problems Facebook was having today. They're back up again. All kinds of wild rumors were circulating around, which I knew were not true. You know, if, in fact, Facebook was really going out of business or being taken down and forevermore, never to be seen again, if it was conservative, I would absolutely believe it. That's what happens to conservative platforms. But, of course, Facebook isn't conservative. Facebook is liberal. And so Facebook wasn't taken down for any long period of time. I'm not sure what happened, but I knew it would be back, and it's back after like a six-hour worldwide outage of Facebook and Instagram. I don't know how some of these liberals lived for 6 years without Facebook and Instagram. 6 years, 6 hours without Facebook and Instagram. By the way, I gave out a Facebook post this morning, and right after that, Facebook went down. So you can read into it what you want. But I said, here's what I posted on Facebook, literally minutes before it went down. Maybe 1 minute. You'll notice Biden's quote about his multi-trillion dollar spending package that will A, bankrupt the USA, hand out trillions of dollars in bribes to his voters, which is B, and C, hand out trillions of government contracts to Democrat donors, and D, rig elections forevermore. And Biden said, doesn't matter if it takes 6 minutes, 6 hours, or 6 weeks, we'll get it done. Isn't that funny how we came up with 666? Interesting choice of numbers. This guy's a brain-dead dementia puppet being run by Lucifer, the devil, Satan. 666, of all the numbers in the world, what made the dementia-laden, empty brain of zombie Biden just happen to say 6 minutes, 6 hours, 6 weeks? You think that's a coincidence, really? Those numbers didn't come out by mistake or coincidence. The Democrat Party is the party of Satan. And before you make a joke and say Wainwright's lost his mind, really? Every Democrat in America reads Rules for Radicals. That is their handbook of what they want to do on a daily basis to bring forth their agenda. Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. The entire book. Devil! Democrats are a bunch of devil worshippers. The devil has got Joe Biden's brain. Everything he's doing is from hell. He wants to turn the United States into hell. Into Venezuela. Into Cuba. Into Zimbabwe. And I think Biden's going to hell. God always wins in the end. God always wins. And Biden's going to hell. Because this is just a disaster, what's happened to this country. But let me get my... I diverted here. What I was talking about was Facebook. Also from the devil. Facebook, worldwide outage. I mean, there's a lot of excuses. Facebook is alive. DNS issues being resolved. After 6 hours of darkness, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp suffering from worldwide widespread outages. Then, of course, we got the one that says Facebook.com is for sale. After worldwide outage, whistleblower and massive user data breach collide in a perfect storm. So who knows who's right and who's not? 1.5 million users' data, 1.5 billion users' data sold to hackers. Facebook is finished, is what some are saying. I don't know that that's true. If you're a liberal group, you're never finished. They always keep them alive. They give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and they live. Facebook's platforms, however, including Instagram and WhatsApp, are suffering from widespread outages. According to Down Detector, thousands of users across the globe began reporting outages on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, and Oculus around 11 a.m. Monday. Isn't that funny? That's exactly what I put in my post about this being the devil. The issue comes less than 24 hours before whistleblower Francis Haugen is set to testify against the social media giant. On Sunday, Haugen was revealed on CBS's 60 Minutes as the woman who anonymously filed complaints with federal law enforcement that Facebook's own research shows how it magnifies hate and misinformation, leads to increased polarization, and that Instagram specifically can harm teenage girls' mental health. The Wall Street Journal filed a series of reports dubbed the Facebook Files, which paint a picture of a company focused on growth and its own interests instead of the public good. In addition to Facebook, Down Detector reported T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, Google, Twitter, TikTok, Zoom, and Amazon Web Service users have also reported outages. It's unclear if those outages are related to or similar to what Facebook is going through. Funny enough, I know it's back online. I'm on it right now. I just posted on it. No, I know. It's on. I'm well aware. My entire talk is about the fact that it was out for 7 hours for a variety of reasons, but it's back on again. So it's there. I just posted on it moments ago. I actually posted the promotion for Peter Navarro's new bestseller, In Trump Time, simply because Peter's a friend of mine. He was just on the show. I hope you caught that interview, the whole second half of hour number one. And I promised Peter I would put a little promotion up for his book, and he said he would do the same for mine. So I was able to get that up at Facebook. Facebook is alive and well. Of course it is. If it was a group of conservatives, it'd be dead. It would be absolutely dead. So I promised everyone in hour number one that I would tell you exactly how the CDC has carried out this incredible scam of a lifetime in the world, where they have been able to say everybody who's sick is unvaccinated. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And in reality, they've scammed you all because they've devised a set of rules the CDC has pertaining to the classification of infectious disease and death. And these rules both inflate the number of COVID cases in the unvaccinated and allow hospitals to classify dead vaccinated people as unvaccinated. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. And hospitals and laboratories are required to follow these rules and report official COVID-19 data based on these rules. And it appears these rules were designed in a way to conceal the number of COVID cases and hospitalized and dead in the vaccinated, and to conceal the number of deaths caused by the COVID vaccines. This medical fraud and morbid treachery. It's one giant fantasy, scam, Ponzi scheme. There is no pandemic of the unvaccinated. People who die from the vaccine, forget about COVID, directly from the vaccine, are used as props to falsely advertise the need for more of the deadly vaccine. So when an individual, and I mentioned this on the show weeks ago, When an individual receives their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, they're classified as unvaccinated for several weeks after the shot. And if they test positive or get hospitalized or die, they're listed as unvaccinated even though they've been vaccinated with the first dose. If the vaccine elicits physical symptoms of disease, as was reported in 50% of recipients in clinical studies, this sickness is classified as a healthy immune reaction to the vaccine or is advertised as a milder sickness compared to what someone would get if they were unvaccinated. This is how they excuse everything. And so it doesn't matter how many drugs the patient needs to manage the pain after they get sick from the vaccine. It doesn't matter how many times the vaccinated patient needs to see a doctor or seek the ER after being vaccinated. The vaccinated patient is told that these issues are much better than if they were unvaccinated. These are the lies being told every day. And then after 3 or 4 weeks, a vaccinated patient is instructed to return for a second dose of the vaccine. And after they take the second dose, then they're still considered unvaccinated for 2 weeks, 14 days. And if they die during those 14 days of either the vaccine or COVID itself, they died unvaccinated. So the first vaccine, you get weeks where you're unvaccinated. And after the second vaccine, you get 2 weeks until you're fully vaccinated. And these rules conveniently hide 80% of the deaths that occur after vaccination and slyly misattribute these deaths as unvaccinated deaths. Wow. The vast majority of deaths from the vaccine and from COVID after getting the vaccine occur within the 2 weeks after the vaccination, yet they're all advertised and promoted as unvaccinated deaths. My God! Scam of the century! Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Sons of Liberty CBG is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And, you know, I will never smoke pot in my life. I never have, and I never will. I've also never drank in my life, by the way. I'm one of the few human beings left that could say that. I never drank, never smoked pot, never smoked a cigarette. It's me and Donald Trump. It's a club of two. But I've never smoked pot. I never will smoke pot. I don't like the smell of pot. I generally don't like what pot does to people, you know? It's not that it mellows them out. It's that they lose all their ambition. They want to sit on the couch and eat munchies. They don't want to work their asses off like I do 24 hours a day. I never want to lose my edge. So I don't like pot. Well, guess what? CBD isn't pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American grown and made. Do I sound like I'm a little less focused, a little less ambitious, a little less obsessed, a little less passionate? No, of course not. I'm the same person I've always been. CBD is real. It's mainstream and it works. And it's highest quality CBD you'll ever find. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I use it only in conjunction with working out. I work out 60 to 90 minutes a day, and I don't have any aches and pains anymore. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sons of Liberty CBD. It's amazing. I put the roll-on on. I put the tincture under my tongue, and boom, there is no pain after each workout. Greatest stuff ever. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Up to 25% off every product. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make sure you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Get up to 25% off. So let me continue with the story I was telling you. The CDC allows everyone who gets the vaccine to be classified as unvaccinated if they die. For weeks. And then when you get the second shot, 14 days. They know that's when everybody drops dead. You're either going to get COVID, because of the reaction to the mRNA vaccine from Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. Or you're going to drop dead for the actual vaccine, and it's going to happen within 4 weeks of getting the first shot or within 2 weeks of getting the second shot. They know most likely that's when it's going to happen. So they made sure they set the rules so anybody who gets it during that period counts as unvaccinated. So they died unvaccinated. Died of COVID unvaccinated, and they died of cancer, heart attack, heart inflammation, blood clots, strokes, all the things this thing causes. They dropped dead or got very sick during a period where you're counted as unvaccinated, even though they got vaxxed. And this rule conveniently hides 80% of the deaths that occur after vaccination and slyly misattributes these deaths as unvaccinated deaths. And this fraudulent rule inflates the unvaccinated death toll and hides the real medical issues that are a result of the COVID shots. The vast majority of deaths occur within the first 2 weeks after vaccination, yet all these deaths are advertised as unvaccinated. But wait, it gets better. The CDC's COVID testing fraud creates the illusion of outbreaks in the unvaccinated. The CDC's morbid distortion of death is not the only process that obfuscates data and deceives the nation. The CDC also devised a different set of testing guidelines for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Get this one, folks. The CDC is pushing many industries to punish the unvaccinated at their place of employment and education, force them to take more frequent COVID-19 test swabs and nasal probes, and the CDC guidance then allows laboratories to use a different cycle threshold of 40 or greater for the unvaccinated. So they make you test all day long, but when you test, you always come up sick with COVID. The CDC recommends laboratories use a CT of 28 or less for the vaccinated. In other words, in layman's terms, in pure English, not fancy schmancy medical terms, they set it too low when you're unvaccinated. They set it too high when you're vaccinated. So when you're unvaccinated, everybody comes up positive. And when you're vaccinated, even though you are positive, you got COVID, it comes up non-positive, negative. This disparate testing guideline minimizes the risk of false positives to the vaccinated, but continues to generate a pandemic of false positives in the unvaccinated, raising the number of cases for the unvaccinated. The CDC forces healthy people to take falsely calibrated COVID tests, resulting in false reports of outbreaks. And meanwhile, the CDC only reports COVID cases in the vaccinated if these cases are 15 days past the second dose vaccine, and only if they result in hospitalization or death. Wow. And this fraud is further exacerbated by another rule by the CDC, which allows hospitals to claim COVID-19 is the cause of hospitalization or death when it cannot be ruled out or is even just suspected of causing the illness. It's one big, giant puster cluck.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. We really care about infrastructure, but that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are...
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, an exhausted Wayne Allyn Root, an hour with Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show today on TV. His TV show, as well as followed by several radio interviews to promote my book, followed by 3 hours of radio, followed by, the minute the show is over, a half-hour interview on TV with Mike Lindell on Mike Lindell's video podcast, followed by a business meeting tonight. I'm not going to get to watch Monday Night Football. Headed straight to a business dinner here in Las Vegas. Lots going on, and it's hard to stay focused for all of it, but I'm doing my best, man. Without all my vitamins, I couldn't do it. And that brings up the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. And he is a board-certified physician in New York, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And now he's developed Z-Stack Life, which has all-in-one capsules, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D, just two capsules per day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc is the most well-known immune support ingredient available on the planet. Quercetin is plant-based and a natural source of vital nutrients. Z-Stack Life is GMP certified and made in the USA. All you have to do to make it quick and down and dirty and easy, just go to rootforamerica.com, my website. So you didn't have to come up with remembering a name while you're in the car or a phone number. Just go to rootforamerica.com, my website. Click on the link at the very top of the homepage that says Z-Stack and purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase Z-Stack. As a matter of fact, let me go there now. I just want to see real quick what it says and make sure. There we go. Okay. So Wayne recommends his favorite immune booster, Z-Stack, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko's Immunity Vitamin Pack. And you just click on the image. A big, giant Z shows up, and a bottle says Z-Stack. And you just click on that, and boom, you're at Dr. Zelenko's website, and it tells you all about the vitamins and the science and Dr. Zelenko himself. Really cool. So go to rootforamerica.com and click on Z-Stack. All right, we've got our guest here, Rob Lauer, founder and political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. And let's welcome to the show. Rob, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. We have a lot going on right now.
Yeah, you've been on a lot lately, so you've been breaking some great stories. So when you have one, we get you on. A lot of them are Nevada-based, but as I always say, you know, forget the ads. What happens in Las Vegas, Nevada doesn't stay in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a sign that it's either happening all over the USA or it's about to spread all over the USA. Vegas is the barometer, the crossroads of the world, and everyone in America kind of eventually winds up vacationing or hanging out in Vegas or moving here. We've got probably close to 2.5 million people here in the city right now, 2.3, 2.4, and headed for a 3 million person city and then a 4 million person city. And everyone's moving here. The whole California is moving here. And things that happen here are a sign they're happening everywhere. And that goes double for the Secretary of State in Nevada. Her name's Barbara Savaski. And you are suing her office over her removing your Facebook posts. Is that right? Your Facebook and Twitter posts?
No.
How would she remove your Facebook? Tell me what's going on here.
Okay, so what happened was in June, we filed a public open records request for all the emails between her office and Facebook and Twitter. And we discovered that they're operating with what they call a cybersecurity agency within the Secretary of State's office that monitors everyone's Facebook and Twitter accounts and posts and has a super secret back door, which I discovered and posted on my 360 News site. I actually got the name and the phone number of the person at Facebook that they are directed by Facebook to send posts to remove that they claim are a threat to election integrity. So I followed up with on July 7th, I followed up with another public records request, an email, and then a formal request. I want a screenshot of all those posts that they have directed or requested they be removed. And the internal communications, I also want the names of the folks running this agency. I mean, this is a state of Nevada. It's not the NSA. They don't have the right to privacy or security, or there's no national security issues. This is just good old government spying on its citizens and literally trying to, you know, basically, and what the real issue is here is this, and this is what's going on all over the country. We have folks in the Republican Party who are pro-Trump and those who are against Trump, and Sagasky and Trump have had litigation themselves. And so is she removing posts that are pro-Trump or supportive of Trump? And she even posted on her own website myths and facts. So she's determining herself, declaring herself to be the arbiter of what's true and not true. So I want to know what they're removing from Facebook or telling people to shadow ban this content or that content. And we filed a formal request. We sent numerous emails following up. I phone called the person in charge, who I've talked to many times prior to this. They ghosted me and literally refused to even answer a phone call, text, nothing for 2.5 months since that follow-up formal open records request. And so last Thursday, under Nevada revised statute, we filed a lawsuit to compel them to produce that document.
And the problem is that even though by law they have 5 business days to reply and comply,
correct,
they never respond. They don't care about the law, right? They don't give a damn about the law. And by the way, wait, one thing. Rob, I got to get you to back off the phone a little bit because you're making funny sounds. You know, in other words, the phone is making a little distortion sound because you're so close to it. Just back off just a little bit and answer my question, which is they don't even care about the 5 days they've got to reply and comply because they don't care about the law or the Constitution.
Well, they're going to care because the law provides for attorney's fees and some damages, and we're going to get those, and we're going to, if necessary, we're going to take their depositions, and we're going to depose them if they don't produce the documents. And at this point, I don't believe what they are producing. I want to take their depositions and know exactly under oath what they are doing with those Facebook posts, what kind of monitoring they're doing, and who they're targeting and why. And we have a right to know this.
Right, and you're not making this up out of thin air, because in May 2020, Judicial Watch announced they received 624 pages of records from the Secretary of State of Iowa revealing how state officials pressured social media companies, Twitter and Facebook, to censor posts about the 2020 election. And I have my doubts about the 2020 election in Nevada, as anybody who listens to my radio show knows. I don't think there's any doubt that Trump won Nevada, Arizona, just like he won Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan and Maricopa County, and all the problems they found are exactly the same as the problems we have in Clark County, but we don't have any Republicans in office to demand an audit, so we weren't able to do an audit. But I believe there were so many problems in Nevada, and the Secretary of State says, you know, like Sergeant Schultz, I see nothing. I hear nothing. She's like Sergeant Schultz. She's a Republican Secretary of State who doesn't notice that the whole state has been rigged and stolen.
Well, I think that's the point. And by the way, Judicial Watch is who inspired me to do what I did. In fact,
right.
Right, they went after Iowa, but they also went after California. And California's own Secretary of State was discovered to be taken down, directing Google and others to take down their YouTube videos criticizing the Secretary of State of California. So I think when we do what we're doing here in Nevada, if we discover what I think is going to be discovered, that they're doing the same thing here, then we see a pattern across the country of an abuse of power by all these secretaries of states trying to, you know, quell any opposition of criticism of what they're doing. And that is what really is my motivation, is I want to hold them accountable. That's my job.
Right, and I just feel that all these Secretary of States, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, look at the Secretary of State of Georgia. You know, so many people in Georgia, I'm not there, but so many of my friends in Georgia believe the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia, I think his name's Raffensperger, you know, took some sort of payoff. And again, I'm not telling you I have any knowledge of this. I'm telling you that to many of my friends who are smart Republican operatives in Georgia or in the South near Georgia, they all believe somebody got paid off to, you know, allow the rigging of the election and the stealing of Georgia for President Joe Biden, who isn't really the president. So, I mean, that's a Republican Secretary of State who allowed a massive steal. And we've got one that nobody seems to be asking questions about. None of the same problems and questions have been asked of Barbara Savaski as have been asked by Brad Raffensperger. So, you know, and why would that be, by the way, Rob? Do we just not have any, because we don't have any Republican office holders who love Trump? I guess there's nobody to ask those questions of our Secretary of State. It's just down to you.
Well, I'm fortunate or not, I'm the one who's been out there, and I've been writing about her, frankly, with 360 News Las Vegas for years. I'm the one that wrote in 2017 and found that she had signed a lawsuit settlement agreement with Mi Familia, with the ACLU, and agreed to let illegal aliens register to vote through the DMV and not to block that effort. I discovered that in 2017. I have her signature on that settlement agreement. And it's still going on. That's how
yeah.
these illegal aliens who are allowed to get, because of our own Republican Brian Sandoval, are allowed
right.
to get a driver's license or what they call an authorization card, and then they're allowed to register to vote.
Do you notice, Rob?
Those documents.
Rob, do you notice that from the day that the Republican rhino governor Sandoval allowed illegals to get a driver's license, we've never won another major election in the state of Nevada? State Assembly went Democrat, State Senate went Democrat, four of the five constitutional offices went Democrat, and we got one Republican elected, Barbara Savaski, who, I see nothing, I do nothing, I hear nothing. Oh my God. Rob Lauer, his website's 360newslasvegas.com. Thank you, Rob. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, by the way, double vaccinated Emmy Award winner dies of COVID-19 2 weeks after attending the awards ceremony with unmasked celebrities. Bridgerton Emmy winner Mark Elliott Pilcher, 53, died of COVID-19 on Sunday, 2 weeks after attending the 73rd Emmy Awards in Los Angeles. Pilcher was double vaccinated with no underlying conditions. According to his family, he tested negative for COVID in order to attend the fully vaccinated Emmy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles, where celebrities flitted about maskless. Variety reported Pilcher took and tested negative on several COVID tests in order to fly from the UK to Los Angeles to accept his Emmy. Shortly after he returned to the UK, he fell ill and died from COVID. Can you imagine? People are dropping dead of the vaccine and dropping dead of COVID because the vaccine has so weakened their immune system. This poor guy was 53 years old. I'm 7 years older than him, and he's dead. And we all know that COVID in the year 2020, which was really the bad year of COVID, which shocked the world and shocked America and shocked all of us. 2020, everybody who died was like 80 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old in a nursing home. And it was out of control in nursing homes, and you had to be very old, very sick, very bad immune system. This guy's 53, double vaxxed, and he dies. Why? I contend because he's double vaxxed. That's what's killing them. The vaccine destroys your immune system and makes you much more susceptible to the new variants, in this case, the Delta variant. Soon it'll be another variant. It'll probably be TWA. It'll go from Delta to TWA to Southwest to Americans United. And one of those will get you. Maybe the United variant will get you. If you Value Jet, that's funny. Value Jet, the Value Jet variant. Air India variant, but and Chinese, it's definitely gonna be the Chinese Airlines variant. That'll definitely get you. But the end result is that this vaccine is such a mistake. It's nothing to laugh about. It's such a mistake. It's the worst mistake in world history and the worst experiment in world history. And it's just time and time again, unvaccinated people are the ones being blamed when it's vaccinated people who are dying. Vaccinated people are dropping dead. And by the way, are you aware of how Fauci over this weekend said that he's not sure yet whether we can celebrate a normal Christmas? Can you imagine what kind of a weirdo, what kind of a weird human being this man is? Someone's got... I just can't say what I want to say on radio. I can't say it, so I'm not going to say it. How about we just... We fly him in leg irons and arm irons, wrist irons, to Guantanamo to be held on charges of mass murder. And we indict him and we try him. And if he's found innocent, great, then he's innocent. And he heads back to America. But if he's found guilty, life in prison in Guantanamo for mass murder. He's a sick man. He's a mentally ill man. You know, he's like a hostage of China. It's like he should be blinking with his eyes, Morse code. I'm killing you all. I'm killing you all. I can't help it. China is holding my children hostage. This man, something is so wrong with him, so vile. Rancid. That's the word I'm looking for. Something is so rancid with Fauci. You're going to tell me now, in I was about to say in September, but in early October, you're going to tell me in the opening days of October that you're still not sure I could celebrate Christmas in a normal way. Do you realize I celebrated Christmas in a normal way in 2020? You moron. And I'm going to celebrate in a normal way in 2021, whether you like it or not. And if I won't choose to celebrate it with 200 of my closest friends not wearing masks, unvaccinated, you can go F yourself. Mother Fauci effer. You moron. You moron. Bringing up Christmas. You didn't stop my Christmas last year. You didn't stop my Thanksgiving last year. You didn't stop my Super Bowl Sunday last year. I went to like four or five parties. Every one of them packed. And I never got sick. And no one I know of got sick. You're a moron. Everyone's going to celebrate Christmas. You moron. And no one's going to wear a mask. You moron. And nobody's going to be vaxxed who doesn't want to be vaxxed. No matter what you do, you moron. You're bribed by Big Pharma. You're bribed by China. And you're a mass murderer. Fauci. You got to be in leg irons. Wow, is this country corrupt? Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. You know, all of this leads me to believe you got to own gold and silver. You've got to own precious metals. God knows where this country's going. But you've got to own. You know, it's all about, to me, it's God, guns, gold, vitamins, and tax cuts. That's what would make America well again. Vitamins. Oh, God, I take 100 of them a day. I love them. They've saved my life. I know it again and again and again. Kept me safe. And now it turns out the biggest state in India had horrible COVID, and it's gone. There's nobody dying. There's nobody sick. And they handed out ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc to everyone. That's how they got rid of COVID. And in America, we're too stupid to do it. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history. But their biggest advantage is the lowest overhead, perhaps of any precious metals dealer in America, which allows them to sell gold at 1% over the New York spot price. 1%? Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say Root. Call 800-384-41. 800-384-41. 800-384-41. Say Root and get gold at 1% over the New York spot price.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.